then don't you actually get to be on ABC's Wide World of Sports?
So the timeline I'm talking about now, since we're talking about World Series in OU, Texas, this is October. In November, Dennis Swanson called me to New York, and I'm still living. Okay, here's one of the things I loved about what I was doing at that time. I could still live in Tulsa and raise my children during the week and usually go off, you know, on the weekends for assignments. So this is working really great for me. I'm able to do a good job at both of the things that were so important to me. And nothing was more important than raising my children and making sure they were okay and well taken care of, and that I was able to be there for them. So this was working great for me. But in November, Dennis Swanson called and said, I'd like you to come to ABC, come to New York. I have something I want to talk to you about. And so at that meeting, he said, we would like you to host Wide World of Sports this year, all year. And Wide World of Sports was from January. This is November. The season for Wide World started in January and ran through up until football season, up until the 1st of September or end of August. And we will put three different co-hosts with you. You'll start out with Frank Gifford the first several months. Then the next several months, I think it was Jim Palmer, who was the baseball player. And the third one was Al Troutwig, who was a journalist, broadcast journalist for ABC, that was doing a really good job. He was very creative and kind of had a great sense of humor, but he was very good on air. So he would be the third host, but I would stay with it the entire season. It was not required that I would move to New York, but I had to be in New York every weekend. And that required me to, I think I would usually fly in on Thursday, and I would always come back Saturday after the show. There was one flight I could get back to Tulsa on Saturday after the show. But this sort of turned my world at home upside down, because now I have no flexibility.
Yeah.
And now I'm, you know, gone from home 3 or 4 days a week.
All right. They asked you to be on Wide World of Sports. Can you imagine when you walked out of that building and went out on the street? Did you go, Yahoo?
I mean, with Frank Gifford.
Yes.
And Frank Gifford is Frank Gifford. At the time, he just married Kathy Lee, and there was a lot of publicity about the two of them. And you know, Frank Gifford, like I said, was Frank Gifford.
How was he to be around and work with?
The very best. He was the best. Such a gentleman, so kind, mild-mannered. He was the best.
And it's unusual, maybe at that point, such a gifted athlete for the New York Giants.
Right.
And then he also had the charisma to be a performer on top of that.
Yes.
And ABC struck gold again, having somebody like that who was very popular and very likable on television. It's nice to know he was very likable off television.
Yes. I can't say enough about him. And he was, you know, so kind and welcoming to me, and he always made sure that I was comfortable with whatever, you know, whatever it was we were doing. I can't say enough about him. And it was a fun time to know him, because, like I said, he had just married Kathy Lee, and she had her own New York show at the time. It was not national. It was Regis and Kathy Lee, but they were on the ABC affiliate in New York. So, and I, of course, I got to know Kathy Lee, and she was a very interesting character herself.
Well, she must have been interested in you beyond that, because you were from Tulsa and she went to ORU.
She went to ORU. I'm sure there are some women newly married might have been a little anxious with Frank and I working so closely together. And Regis didn't make things easy. I know I was in my hotel room in New York one day, and my picture was on the cover of USA Today sports section that day. Becky Dixon and Frank Gifford, new co-hosts of Wide World of Sports. And Regis holds up the paper and to start the show and says, well, there's a new woman in Frank Gifford's life. And you know how he liked to stir things up like that. So,
right.
But we actually became good friends.
So how long does that continue on Wide World of Sports and the agony of defeat and all that that went with it?
Well, I stayed with ABC from 1986 to 1990.